Chapter 11. The story continues. Many German cultural traditions have become so mainstream in America that it's difficult to distinguish German or American cultural roots. Christmas trees, kindergarten, courses in physical education, and music and foods like hot dogs, hamburgers, and of course beer have become as American as apple pie. After World War I, Germans continued to immigrate to the United States and again in significant numbers after World War II. Lawmakers amended the quota restrictions, allowing the annual number of immigrants into the country to go over 500,000 people a year to accommodate displaced persons of the war. Turn now to the wall displaying large graphics of cartoons. In the 1800s, the US government placed very few restrictions on immigration. By 1900, most of the U.S. land was settled and immigration increased from Eastern and Southern Europe. These new immigrants were different in appearance, often uneducated, poor, and unfamiliar with democracy. Unease about these new immigrants grew. Newspaper cartoonist J. Norwood Darling, known as Ding Darling, created the editorial cartoon shown here to illustrate the public's fears about the influx of these new immigrants. When looking at these cartoons, are the concerns different or similar to today's immigration issues? Now turn to the case. Featured here are two stories. One, the post-World War II immigrant experience of Rosa Maria Glasler Rivera. The other story of the local and long-lived successful German-American business, the Toms Pressler Company. Do you know a recent German immigrant or an immigrant of another nationality? Why did they immigrate to America? Were their reasons similar or different from the German immigrants of the 1800s? Finally, the last wall looks at other ethnic groups that have immigrated to Iowa in large numbers. Why did these immigrants come to America? Are the reasons similar or different from that of the 1800 German immigrants, and why? Before you go, stop again at the beginning of the exhibit where the panel asks you to visualize what a German immigrant might have looked like in the 1800s and the early 20th century. Answer the following questions. What did they wear? Were they highly educated or barely able to read? Was their music festive and whimsical, or moving and intellectual? Were they healthy or physically unfit? Did they routinely drink in excess or mainly use alcohol for socializing? Were they skilled artisans and businessmen or laborers with minimal training? Have your original impressions changed? Thank you for spending time with us at the German-American Heritage Center and for exploring the permanent exhibit, The German Immigrant Experience. The German-American Heritage Center is a leader in the revival of the region's German pride, bringing back musical zither performances, offering educational programming and lectures, and featuring exhibits that present the diverse role Germans have played in the history of the Quad Cities. Please consider becoming a member and check back with us for upcoming events and educational opportunities. This has been an audio production by Genus Landscape Architects.